With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The small Montana company that landed and then lost a contract to restore Puerto Rico's hurricane-shattered electric grid has reached a settlement in a dispute over money it said it was owed for the work. Representatives of Whitefish Energy and Arc American of Indiana confirmed the settlement today. They declined to release details. Whitefish sued Arc in federal court on December 1st for allegedly interfering with payments from the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, which signed a $300 million contract with Whitefish after Hurricane Maria that was later canceled. A Whitefish spokesman says the lawsuit was resolved, quote, to the mutual satisfaction of all parties, unquote. He says the final amount owed by the Power Authority is yet to be determined. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen dismissed the lawsuit yesterday. Two Flathead County residents over the age of 65 have died due to complications from influenza. The State Department of Public Health and Human Services says the deaths reported by the Flathead City County Health Department today are the first two flu-related deaths reported in the state this season. Last season, the flu contributed to 56 deaths in Montana. Health officials urge anyone ages 6 months or older to be vaccinated against the flu. Vaccines are especially recommended for people ages 65 or older, young children, and people with chronic health conditions or weakened immune systems. It takes about 2 weeks after receiving a flu shot to develop antibodies against the virus. A Laurel man has become city council member without actually running for office. Richard Close says he got a phone call after the November 4th election telling him he was the winner of the race for the Ward 4 position, a race he didn't know he was in. Three people wrote in Close's name on the ballot, and that was enough to win him the seat. Regulators in Washington state have approved a major settlement with a utility that owns part of the Colstrip power plant. It includes $10 million to help Colstrip transition away from a coal-driven economy. Colstrip's biggest champion in the Montana legislature told Corin Cates-Carney he has mixed feelings about the money.
Colstrip's Republican Senator Dwayne Ankeny says he's glad the money from Puget Sound Energy is coming, but it's not enough.
When you're looking at $10 million, that's a hell of a lot of money. But when you're looking at the entire economic destruction of a whole community, that's pennies.
Ankeny says it's still unclear how and when the money will be dispersed in Colstrip. During this year's legislative session, Ankeny fought for a bill that would require the operators of the coal-fired power plant to pay the community when the companies pull out of Colstrip. That proposal failed after lawmakers said it would hurt Montana's business climate. The settlement approved this week does not set a closure date for Colstrip's two newer and larger units. However, some environmental groups say this signals that those units could shut down by 2030. Colstrip supporters say the plant could stay open more than a decade longer. The power plant's two older units are scheduled to close by 2022. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
University of Montana football coach Bobby Houck's contract has a base salary of $185,000, with incentives for student-athlete grades, graduation rates, and wins. The Missoulian obtained the three-year contract through a public records request. It includes incentives for attending scholarship functions, $6,000 a year for a car, and bonuses for beating FBS teams and winning a national championship. Houck would also earn more for meeting attendance goals, winning the Big Sky Conference, and winning 10 or more games. If Houck's teams meet the highest standards for grades, graduation rates, and on-the-field success, his total compensation would be $323,000, plus benefits, money from camps, and endorsements. Human rights groups in Montana say Gallatin County Detention Center is illegally holding a man at the behest of the federal government. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
Arturo Valerio Gonzalez was arrested earlier this year in Four Corners on a misdemeanor sexual assault charge. While he pleaded not guilty and is scheduled to go on trial next month, Valerio Gonzalez has spent the past 5 months in jail. Alex Reid is the legal director for ACLU Montana.
Our position is that he is being held illegally.
He says on the day Valerio Gonzalez was arrested, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, imposed a detainer, which holds someone in jail for up to 48 hours so they could determine whether or not he had entered the country illegally.
He has been rearrested as a result of the ICE detainer. And in Montana, the authority to arrest lies exclusively in statute. And so there is no probable cause to support the ICE detainer that was issued. He's being held simply on a suspicion that he may be here unlawfully.
If Valerio Gonzalez had posted bail during that 48-hour detainer, Gallatin County says he would be released into ICE custody. So he didn't, and thus stayed in jail. In a writ of habeas corpus filed last week, Valerio Gonzalez's defense lawyers asked the Montana Supreme Court to release their client from jail. According to the ACLU, the U.S. Department of Justice filed documents this week supporting Valerio Gonzalez's detention, saying he is a Mexican national living in the U.S. illegally. Valerio Gonzalez was initially arrested in June for allegedly groping a woman at a gas station in Four Corners. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
Idaho officials are challenging a federal court order to destroy information collected from tracking collars placed on elk and wolves obtained illegally by landing a helicopter in a central Idaho wilderness area. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game yesterday requested a stay of the judgment in U.S. District Court in Idaho, pending an appeal to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Judge B. Lynn Windmill in January ruled the U.S. Forest Service in January 2016 broke environmental laws by authorizing Idaho Fish and Game to put collars on elk by landing helicopters in the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness, where engines are prohibited. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.